radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Luke, and we're in chapter 11. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Right now, the Spirit of God is on the move. People are thinking about the last days.
And we need to be aware of that and stop looking at our navels and start looking at our neighbor. The Bible says when a stronger one comes, he will overcome him and take from him all of his armor in which he trusted. You remember this passage, put it by your margin right here, Colossians 2:14, that at the cross, Jesus blotted out the handwriting of ordinances against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way. He nailed them to the cross, having spoiled them, taken all of their weaponry away. The devil has no weaponry anymore, except the lie. The power of the devil is in the lie. Pilgrim's Progress, Christians in Doubter's Castle, and he's like finally had enough and he's ready to give up. He said, I could choose death and dying in one day after a time they couldn't count. He says, wait a minute, I have a key in my pocket. It's called promise that will open every gate in Doubter's Castle. He sat there forever being in doubt and not fighting back, but he had a key. And the Bible tells us right here that he will take from him his armor, verse 22, wherein he trusted, and divide his spoils. Jesus spoiled the demons. And he says in verse 24, so as to warn us that when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he walks to and fro, and he talks about him saying, I'll go back to the guy, he finds it swept and clean, but the guy never went to the holiness side. He just said, I'm going to just sit here and hold my breath. A lot of Christians do that. They get saved, and then they hold their breath, and they don't do anything. The Bible says you need to add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. Not knowledge first. Virtue first, knowledge. And you need to kind of add these graces into your life. That's yours to do. But he that does lack these things will become short-sighted unto blindness, forgetting that he was even washed from his sins, because he's not cooperated. There's an antiphonal relationship with Jesus. He gives us that gospel. We receive it. We understand. He called the tune and we said, man, that resonates with me. And we answered him. And we need to get up and start answering him today. Wherever we are on the continuum of our spiritual growth, we need to continue to aspire to things like, Lord, teach us to pray. Right now, that's the school we're in, the school of prayer. And we need to access it. We need to release the Holy Spirit in our lives. Be being filled. He says he took seven other spirits with him and he made that man's last state worse than the first. Some Christians go miserably to heaven. When they get there, they're not miserable, but they're miserable on earth. They don't fit anywhere. They don't fit in church. They hate church. They don't want to go to church. And sometimes they don't fit in the world because they don't think the world's got it going on either. They know the world doesn't. They can't fit anywhere. But when they get home, the Lord will burn up the mess, and then he'll clean up the other person, and he'll set them on his feet and say, it's all right. Come on in. I understand. Because he does. He does. But you don't have to stay there. Just listen more to the Word, and he'll free you up. Verse 27, and it came to pass, a certain woman said, blessed are the womb that bare thee, and the paps that give they suck. And he says unto them, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Ah, keep it. That means to guard it. That means to make sure nothing can get it from you. Do you know in Portland they were burning Bibles? That's what our anarchy looks like. Let's burn the Bibles. Police stations and the Bibles. That's in America. One nation under God. I don't say that to disturb us any more than we already are. I say that because that's what's happening. The devil hates God and he is arraying himself on every front to bring this country down. And because that's happening, demons are raising their ugly heads. Christians sometimes are finding themselves a little bit disoriented by the craziness because they don't have enough of the word under them. But he says, no, the ones who are blessed, and this is not eulogio to be spoken well of, but it's makarios. The ones who are to be congratulated are the ones who keep the word, have the word, hear the word of God and keep it. Verse 29, and when the people were gathered together thickly, he said unto them, this is an evil generation. Now, if it was evil then, right? What's it like now? Of course, they crucified Jesus. I don't know if we can trump that. Except that the Holy Spirit's really working hard. People have manifold evidences of his reality. And many people are stepping across the line of blaspheming of the Holy Spirit to the point where they cauterize themselves at an early age. It can be done early. Sodom and Gomorrah, it was inch by inch for you and me. It was mile by mile in our country, perversion, prosperity, and privilege. And we walk across every line and offend the heavens. Luke 23 will say these words, Jesus turning unto the women weeping for him. He says, daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear and the paps that will never get stuck. He says, then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us and hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in a dry one? I can answer that question better today than I could maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10. What will they do in a dry tree? He starts telling the people that this generation is an evil when he says they seek after a sign. Remember, the guys were seeking for a sign. They just had one. They want one. He says they're only going to get the one of the sign of the prophet Jonah. 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. The Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the earth, and he will rise again. That's a pretty big sign. He says the Queen of Sheba crossed heaven and earth basically to get to hear Solomon's wisdom. And I tell you, greater than Solomon's here. And just to let you know, what he's saying in essence is he's saying these are things he's already given them that should have been enough. He talks about that when the rich man looks up and says, send somebody to my brethren because they don't want to come to this place. Oh, no, if one rises from the dead, he says, even if one rises from the dead, they won't hear. He says, let them hear the Moses and the law. That's what Jesus is basically reiterating here. He says, no man lights a candle. Now he kind of gives that little aside to his disciples because he told them this earlier. No man lights a candle and puts it in a secret place. He's lit the 70. Teach us to pray. I've lit you. Now don't go out. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Amen. That's what we need to do. And we need to remember to be like little children. And I'm going to show you that. He says, listen, he doesn't put it in a secret place. He puts it on a lampstand. He says, verse 34, he says, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, your whole body is full of light. The word single is a word you want to circle because it's a very unique word. It literally means to be folded once, not braided. You see, many times Christians get to the point where they've got so many questions they can't think straight. They've got all this braiding going on, and what ends up happening is they basically tie themselves in a knot. And that's unfortunate. He says, just fold once and stay with Jesus. Stay with me. Keep your eyes on me. What you want is you want the Word of God. What you want is you want the Spirit of God. What you want is the Son of God. What you want is the Kingdom of God. What you want is singular because all of those things convene in Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. He says, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. He says, but benign is evil, which is the opposite of single, because now it starts turning in on you. He says, if your eye is evil, your body also will be full of darkness. The devil will see to that. The Bible talks about darkness coming over Israel. The Bible says, lest they should see Christ and be saved. He says, they got a veil over their eyes because they rejected Christ. So part of Israel is going to have judicial blinding. People in your life and in mine have judicial blinding because they've said no to God so many times. And maybe God will let it be there for a while and then suddenly pull it back and they'll see because He's gracious. It's almost like going underwater, you know. I mean, as kids, we probably all did it. How long can I hold my breath? Okay, you time me. I'm going down. You count. Of course, your brother was counting. He'd say, one. What? Yeah, I'll have a sandwich. Two. And you got 10 seconds under. Man, that'd be 10 seconds. You ready to hurt somebody, you know. You just stay down there for 3 minutes and you knew it. What I'm saying is Jesus sometimes will let you hold your breath as long as you desire to do so. And then once you decide you're going to come up and say, Lord, where are you? It's like the prodigal coming home. He'll run down the street and he'll grab you and he'll hug you and he'll give you a ring and give you a shoes and he'll give you a robe and he'll give you a fatted calf and a party. He is good. All the time. He says in verse 36, if thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light. As when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Bible says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And that's what He's pointing you out now as. You're not just the word, you're the body that has the word in your clay pot. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And He says, you're the light. Let your eye be single. Verse 37 says, And He spake, and as He spake, a certain Pharisee besought Him to come and eat with Him. When he saw Jesus, and you might circle the word saw, because he's looking for something to point a finger at. And you know what? That's the world doing that to you. They just want to disqualify you out of the gate. You walk in, somehow they find out you're a Christian, they're looking for a hitch. They're saying he can't be real. They're saying, whatever I can find, I'm going to use that against him, and I can walk on my way quietly and go on to hell. So you do everything you can to tailor yourself to be a blessing. And I know it's hard because the world is fraught with temptations and distractions and provocations. And he's illustrating that here by these people saying, Beelzebub saying, show us a sign. He says, that's what you're dealing with. It's like the times years ago when I used to run in this town up in Wingap, Pennsylvania, where we planted that first church. And I'm running in this really cool place and all these mean biting flies would get all in your face. You're trying to run and they're landing on your head and there's bees and they fly and they look like some kind of critter that you don't see anywhere else unless you're running. I never see them. And they're trying to bite my head. So I say to you, the devil's like that. He tries to get you distracted and provoked and ruin your testimony. Don't let him do it, beloved. Don't let him do it. He says he's there and this Pharisee saw him and marveled that he didn't wash his hands first. Boy, that just sounds like the spirit of our age, doesn't it? You aren't wearing a mask? Can I just tell you, if you've worn the mask for more than an hour, you're doing worse than a surgeon. A surgeon won't even wear one for more than an hour, so you need to get a bunch of masks. And if you're going to wear that mask and you're going to go out, don't touch the mask, because right as soon as you touch the mask, it's done. And you need to understand that the microbes will not be keeping anything out. They won't keep anything out. So they're going to marvel at you in this world. Now, for me, I'll wear a mask sometimes just because somebody else is coming down the aisle and I know they're going to look at me weird and I just want to be a blessing. But for the most part right now, things are falling forward a little bit. And I think I'm able to take my mask off, go right on in, see what they're going to say. Because many of them have gone on record as saying, we're not going to be the mask police. We're going to put the sign up and let it stand. We're not going to call the law to get you. So you do as you feel led. But if we don't push back, they're going to go to COVID-1984. Because you did this for others, and you're going to take a vaccine for others. And you're going to take your kids out of school for others. And all it's all about others. And I say to you, this is a lot like that. They were scolding Jesus in their hearts. How dare he? He's a nasty guy. He's nasty. Why? Because he didn't wash his hands. And he says, listen in verse 39. Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. And that reminds me that in the tribulation, when things will look a lot worse than they do right now, that neither will they repent of their murders. Say abortion in your mind. Murders, adulteries, fornications, and sorcery, all the drug use. They will not repent. Right now, they're seeing a lot. Many people are asking the questions, and they're not repenting. People are not repenting. I'll tell you what, after 9/11, people went to church, right? We remember that. For 2 weeks is all that lasted. Nobody blew in the church when they opened down. I'm on the radio. We don't have that many people coming from the radio audience. They're content to listen on the radio. I'll just stay home. I don't like people. I've been social distancing for 25 years. Not about to stop now. That's not it. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I'm not talking about people who are in that category that are danger zones, okay? Don't get me wrong. I mean, I know the devil likes to ask, what is she saying now? Listen, truth is truth. The children are not a danger. For most of us, we are not in danger. But for those of us who are in danger, we have to be careful. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.